Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hello, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from White Plains Middle School on a fine Friday afternoon. We're here at MVP Basketball Day Camp. It's a day for aspiring basketball stars who want to play the game and not just learn how to play the game, but really learn life skills, learn about life. And it's a chance to really build character, and that's what sports really does. I mean, we've all wanted to play sports at some point in our lives as kids, whether it's on the football field or in the hockey rink. But here in the basketball court, they teach more than the basketball skills. They teach life skills, and that's what MVP is all about. The acronym MVP for MVP basketball, by the way, is Most Valued Person. It's all about the person, not just the player, and that's what this day is all about. And I got to tell you, I've already been here since this morning. These kids are having an absolutely wonderful time. As a matter of fact, we're going to have some guests in a moment. But first, I want to tell you that I'm Jim Cleveland, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, I'm pleased to be joined by some of these campers here who are really happy to be here today playing some hoops. One of them is Jace. And Jace, how are you today? And you having a good time?
Yes.
Have you been to the camp before?
No.
What's the most fun you've had today just playing the game?
Doing the championships was the best, and I loved it.
Which age grade are you in?
I'm with the 9-year-olds and 10-year-olds.
9 and 10-year-olds. So there are all these different age groups that are here?
Yes.
How much do you love playing basketball?
I just started, so I'm starting to love it a lot.
Do you hope to play in college or professionally in the NBA someday? Do you have a favorite team?
Yeah.
What's your favorite team?
Washington Wizards.
You like the Wizards? Okay. What have you learned most about playing the game today?
I learned not to hog the ball and to pass so you can get shots.
You're learning kind of the basics of how to play the game?
Yeah.
You really enjoy having
it? Yeah.
Okay. How about some of your friends here? Let's talk to them. What's your name?
My name's Jack.
Jack? And are you in the same age group as him?
Yes.
And were you playing in the championship game also?
Yeah.
What do you love most about coming to this camp?
I love how they always help people when you're, like, not as good as other kids.
But you're learning and having fun at the same time doing it?
Yeah.
How about your coaches? How are they helping you out?
I love my coaches. They're really good.
They're warm and friendly. They teach you everything you need to know?
Yeah.
Okay. And how about you? What's your name?
Ravi.
What's that?
Ravi.
Ravi? You enjoying the camp?
Yeah.
What do you love most about it, Ravi?
I love playing in the games, and the coaches are so nice.
What are they teaching you? Any basic skills?
It's like there's stations, and they like each station is something different. Like there's jump shots, form shooting, defensive stations, and yeah.
How to shoot the ball, how to dribble, all that.
Yeah.
And you're all having a good time doing it, right?
Yeah, it's so.
So now the championship is next. So you've all advanced to the next round.
Well, there's only two teams left, and the championship game will be soon.
What's your name?
Taryn.
Taryn? You like this camp?
I love this camp.
You come here before? Is it your first time?
Yeah, this is my first time.
What do you love most about this camp?
What I like most is about when they go through the stations, I like how they teach us different things. So when we go into the real games, we could get better and better.
Do you like to professionally someday?
Yes.
You have a favorite team?
Yes.
Who is it?
The Cavaliers.
Cavaliers, LeBron James, right? What's your name?
My name's Nisi.
Have you been to this camp before?
No, first time.
What do you think of it?
It's great. It's awesome.
What have you learned so far from playing here from your coaches?
That if you take one bad shot, just keep your head up and don't stop trying. So.
Give it that old try, right? Just keep on going?
Yeah.
You're having fun doing it, right?
Yeah.
You want to play professionally someday or in college?
Yeah, definitely.
You have a favorite team?
Yeah, the Cavs.
The Cavs, too. Okay. Well, how about you? Come on in. What's your name?
Keyshawn.
First time at this camp. Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it.
What have you learned today?
I've learned the fundamentals of basketball.
Just a base about dribbling and shooting?
Mm-hmm.
And do you hope to play professionally someday, too?
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like you're all having a good time. One more? Okay, let's get one more here. What's your name? Yep, one more? Who's that? We talked to you. What's your name?
Elijah.
First time at the camp?
Yep.
What do you love most about the camp?
Playing basketball.
Just to play the game? Do you still love playing basketball?
Yeah.
What have they taught you today?
Be more aggressive and...
to be more aggressive on the court, right?
Keyshawn is waiting for you.
Yeah.
All right. Now, did we get you? What's your name, kid?
Nico.
Do you love coming to the camp?
Yes.
What do you love most about coming here?
About playing the ball, playing ball and passing the ball, and actually getting wide open shots and passing the ball to Elijah.
But you're having fun, right?
Yes.
You love your coaches? Are they taking good care of you?
Yes.
Well, thank you all for coming on with us. Have some fun today, okay? All right. Well, you can see how enthusiastic these kids are about being here. They love playing the game. They love learning it. And that's really what MVP basketball is all about. So you're kind of getting a small sample of what this is all about. They're going to be having the championship games later today for all different age groups. And we're just having fun watching them playing this game today. Well, again, if you just joined us again, we're here at MVP Basketball Day Camp here at White Plains Middle School on a fine Friday afternoon. We're going to have some more guests coming up. We're going to take a short break and come back after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from White Plains Middle School on a fine Friday afternoon. We're here for the MVP Basketball Day Camp. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Char Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can like us on Facebook if you prefer. Tell all your friends and family, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining us now, my latest guest. Actually, they have a hand in this event here. She is with Dannon. That's the famous yogurt company. And she's Lexi Lehman. She's Community Affairs Manager with the company. Lexi, thanks so much for joining us. And tell us about your connection with this MVP camp.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We're excited to be here again. Gosh, this must be probably at least my 4th year, but I think the company's 8th or 9th year actually sponsoring the event. We do a variety of things, not only from a monetary perspective to make this event possible for the kids, but also providing product in terms of yogurt as well as water, because we want to make sure these kids who are being physically active have the proper nutrition and well hydrated. And we're excited to always be here and support the kids that are in our backyard. As you know, we've been here in Westchester for the last 25 years and happy to call this place home, and so excited to be here and see, 200 of our hometown kids having fun in the summer, doing something active and good for them.
This has been going on for quite a while, and judging by the turnout today, these kids are having an absolutely wonderful time.
Oh, they're having a blast. They are having more fun today than I think I've ever had in my office, but it's just so impressive how, they're running around, don't even notice how hot it is, and I'm over here sweating, and they're just having a blast, and it's so nice to see and to be a part of it every single year.
So when you were you first approached about doing this a long time ago, or did you go to the MVP people about doing this?
I don't remember. I just remember having such a phenomenal conversation with Noel, who manages the program in the first place. We do a lot of different community affairs throughout Westchester and out into the Bronx, but we're just happy to be able to support different organizations that do positive things for our community. So at times it may be someone like a partner reaching out like Noel to us. And sometimes we're just looking for the right organization to partner with and make those things possible.
So this is one of many organizations you're involved with. And as I said, certainly the kids are having a ball and it looks like you're having fun doing it, helping them out.
Oh, absolutely. This is the best part of my day. I get the honor to be the community affairs and corporate philanthropy manager for our company. So every day across the entire United States, for all of our manufacturing facilities and our sales offices, but right here in our headquarters, I get the chance to see how we are investing in our communities and see not only the kids, but the families benefit from that investment.
And I guess you had, like I said, you had some samples downstairs at lunch. I'm sure the kids have had a chance to get their hands on it. I love yogurt too, by the way.
Oh yeah. The kids will absolutely eat up that Danimals like you wouldn't believe. I've seen kids put down 7 or 8 Danimals in one day, but also myself as an adult. But we're just happy to provide them something that's healthy and nutritious and fuels their body. But we've got some coupons not only for them, but for their parents to enjoy at home as well.
It is important to stay hydrated for one. I mean, basketball is a physically demanding sport, especially on a day like this. Even though we're inside, yes, the fans are going, but you need to hydrate and you need to eat well-balanced. That's something that these kids are being taught as part of a healthy lifestyle.
Yep, absolutely. So as part of our company, we actually have the brand Evian that you'd be familiar with, which is a water brand. And we are just as focused not only on the healthy nutrition, but the healthy hydration, because without the two of those together, you can't be physically active and play basketball all day. So, you know, we think everything really goes hand in hand, and we're happy to have a partner in every piece of it.
Now, you said you're involved with other organizations around the area. Are they nonprofits? What kind of organizations are we talking about?
Yeah, a lot of our community organizations, like nonprofits, that are really focused on making our community a better place, more specifically, and you know, helping us with our mission, which is to help to bring health through food to the greatest number of people. So organizations like the Women and Infant and Children Centers, Partnership for Healthier America, the local Westchester Food Bank, but things that are really the right organization to help us make our community a healthy, happy place.
So do you help out, let's say, with donations out of these organizations, kind of with the financial side in some way?
Absolutely. So we, you know, as a company here based in Westchester, we're happy to support organizations both from a monetary perspective for donations for qualified 501c3s, but also for product, because it's very important to us. As you know, yogurt is a perishable item that, you know, if you don't consume it, then it can be thrown away. So we would rather find the right organizations to provide product to so it doesn't have to go to waste. So we work a lot with food banks and food pantries in the area to make sure that those that don't have access to healthy products like yogurt get the chance to consume them.
If anybody wants more information about your company, where you're located in Westchester, where can they get in touch?
Yeah, they can visit us at dannon.com, or they can reach out to me. I believe you have my email, which can be shared online, but they can, you know, find us online, reach out, and we're happy to have any conversation to find, you know, the partners that help us make Westchester a healthy, happy place.
Lexi, thanks so much for joining us, and have a good time today, all right?
Awesome, you too.
Once again, we've been speaking with Lexi Lehman. Again, she's Community Affairs Manager with Dannon, which has headquarters right here in Westchester. I'm Jim Cleafield. If you just tuned in, we're here at the MVP Basketball Day Camp. We're kind of in the middle of activities. They're doing a ceremony right now. The championship games will be getting underway a little bit later on. We're going to take just a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this word of interest. Stay right with us. We'll be right back.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a fine Friday afternoon here from White Plains Middle School. We're here for the MVP Basketball Day Camp. It's been going on for many, many years. The MVP, by the way, stands for Most Valued Person, where they teach more than basketball skills and how to play the game. They teach life skills. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, India Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Thank you, Mixmaster Matt. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can always like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining us now, my latest guest, he is a junior board member with MVP Basketball Day Camp. He is Jake Rosenstad, and he joins us here today. Jake, good to have you with us.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
How long have you been with the MVP camp?
Well, growing up, I always went to the camp in the summertime for a couple weeks, but this is my first year as a junior board member with the camp.
What did you enjoy most of that as a camper?
Just the competition's great, make new friends. There's kids from all over the place, kids that I'd never meet otherwise. Just a great way to spend your summer.
Well, as we explained at the top of the show what the MVP means, most valued person, because they teach more than how to play the game of basketball. As you know, as a camper, it's teaching life skills, teaching about leadership skills, teamwork, all those things that you can apply from the basketball court into daily life.
Definitely. I learned so much about teamwork from my coach, from my fellow campers, just how to play the game right, not to be a selfish player, to always look for the open pass, don't always force your shot. Just everything about teamwork, about working together, and definitely leadership, too. I learned a lot about that from my coach as well.
And each of these teams that we're seeing here today, they're all different age groups. What is the age range of those who participate in this camp every year?
I'm not entirely sure. I believe it's about 8 to 15, I think. I think that's about right.
And basically, they had the playoffs today. The championship is coming up later on. But it seems like these kids are really having a fun time not only playing and learning the game, and again, learning these life skills along the way.
Yeah, definitely. Even the kids that aren't in the championship still have a great time. They love to watch, cheer on their friends. And the drills are always fun. The relays get everyone hyped up, even if they're not participating in the championship game.
And each of these coaches, I mean, they're really caring. I mean, it's a fun, supportive atmosphere. As intense as the game is, I mean, they really do make it fun for them.
They do, yeah. Coaches always work hard. They don't just play the best players. Everyone plays evenly. Everyone gets a shot to play. It's just a great time. No one's sitting on the bench complaining. Everyone's in the game. Everyone's having fun.
But really, in the end, I mean, there may be winners and losers on the scoreboard, but everybody's a winner at the end of the day, right?
Exactly. Everyone's a winner. No one, at the end of the day, no one really cares who won the championship. Everyone just had a great time and a great week.
And we do have campers, some we talked to at the very beginning, I think, are return campers. Some are here for the first time, but some do want to come back again.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be surprised if anyone didn't want to come back. It's such a great place, such a great way to spend your summer. Really, I couldn't think of any better place to be than MVP Basketball Camp.
So if you're a first-time camper, I mean, are these like weekly sessions? How long does it actually run?
Yeah, they do a bunch of weekly sessions. You can either sign up for 1 week or multiple weeks, whatever you want. You can do 1 week here, take a week off, come back. They really leave it open.
Now, if you're a particular parent who is interested in sending your kid to the camp, I mean, is there still time to send him this year, or do you look toward next year to sign up?
I'm not sure how many sessions are left this year. I think there's still time if you wanted to get in 1 or 2 weeks. But definitely if you're just looking to next year, go on the website, reach out to Mr. Muskins, any of the head associates, you can definitely get a spot for next year.
So you're becoming a junior board member, so that's something you desire to because you had such fun as a camper. Is this kind of a way of maybe giving back to them?
Yeah, definitely. I just had so much fun, and I love that I'm now able to help provide scholarships for kids who might not otherwise be able to come here so that they can enjoy their summers too. So it's just been a great experience for me.
And the fact that you love basketball in general, you love playing the game. That's why you were here.
Exactly, yes. I'm a huge fan of basketball, huge fan of the game. just a great place to be MVP basketball camp.
You have a favorite team?
I guess the Knicks.
They're kind of struggling right now. I mean, they haven't won in quite a while, but you love them?
Yeah, it's been a little rough. We'll see what happens with Melo, see what happens, see what direction they're going in. But, yeah, it should be an exciting year for them.
So if anybody wants more information about the camp, where can they get in touch with people?
Just go to the MVP basketball website. There's tons of phone numbers, emails that you can contact. That's a great way to get in touch with the camp if you're looking to sign up for a session.
Jake Rosenstadt, thanks so much for joining us. Have fun today, all right?
Thank you for having me.
Again, we've been speaking with Jake Rosenstadt. He's a junior board member with MVP Basketball Day Camp. If you just joined us, we are broadcasting live from the MVP Basketball Day Camp here at White Plains Middle School on a fine Friday. I'm Jim Cleveland, your host. We're going to step aside for just a moment to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly, knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live on a fine Friday afternoon here from White Plains Middle School. We're here for the MVP Basketball Day Camp. It's been going on for many, many years. The acronym MVP, by the way, stands for Most Valued Person. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shar Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pass Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my latest guest, I'm very pleased and delighted to have us on set, the distinguished mayor of White Plains, Mr. Tom Roach. Mayor, thanks for joining us. And what are your impressions of this camp? It's been going for a long, long time now. Right now, these kids are having a fall.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is a great thing to have in our city. I come out every year. I try and check on all the programs our kids are involved in, whether they're programs we run or we partner with people or which are run by independent organizations. It's really fantastic. The quality of the training that the kids get and the experience they get is tremendous. Kids are always having a good time when I come out. The drills look fantastic, especially when you're watching, not doing. I know they provide scholarships to kids who can't otherwise afford it, and that's something that we really appreciate, so I'm always happy to come out.
Well, this is more than learning your basic basketball skills, learning how to dribble, learning how to shoot. As we said at the top of the show, this teaches you life skills, leadership skills, teamwork, all those things that you can apply into real life.
No question, and I, you know, my belief is also that when a child shows an affinity for an activity, when they love to do something, you want to help them get better at it, because when they feel confidence in that activity, whether it's playing the trombone or playing basketball, they do better in everything in their life. It gives them focus, it gives them something to work towards, and you see it right now. The dedication these kids have to put in the summer, when maybe some of them might prefer to sit on the couch and play a video game, to get better at what they do is a life lesson that will stay with them forever.
It's more than just wanting to play the game, but what they learned at the end of the day, they leave here an even better person than they were coming in. As I said, not just learning the skills of the game, but those life skills, which are so important.
Exactly. I mean, every day you get up, you learn something. And not everyone's always paying attention, but certainly what they're learning is that if you put the time in and you put the effort in and you take advice from people who know what they're doing, you're going to improve in what you do. And that can be applied to anything you do.
And these coaches, they're really, really helpful in a very fun, safe, caring environment. I mean, this is not the NBA. This is not major college basketball. But it's a chance to learn and make some new friends along the way.
No question. And although the skills that you see the kids, you know, these kids demonstrating just in the drills and things are pretty impressive to me. And they make it fun, as you point out. I mean, what you want is an environment where the kids can learn without being self-conscious about not being that good at it at the beginning or not as good as they're going to be. Another lesson you learn is to get used to that. You know, a lot of people don't want to do something unless they can do it the first time they try it. It doesn't work like that. You know, a lot of people tell me, I tried skiing once, it wasn't for me. Well, it's not going to happen in a day. But I think that's another lesson they learn here. They're with all kinds of kids. They learn to get along with each other. And, you know, it's a great thing.
Well, I mean, after a long school year, it's fun to get into recreation during the summer. What other types of recreational programs that are offered in White Plains for young kids besides this?
We have everything. I mean, we have a swim team now. We have a rec swim team. I was just yesterday at our science, technology, and mathematics camp, which is a lot more fun than it sounds. There's pool time there, too. We have our traditional recreation camps and all kinds of activities in the nonprofits in our city at the YMCA, the YWCA. It's just, you know, there really is something for everyone, and it's something that, you know, I'm proud of. And the more activities we can get into the city for kids, I mean, even the county activities, they have a music camp at the county center that's in White Plains. These are all things that our young people can take advantage of, hone their skills, get deeper into something that they really like, and come back to school ready to learn.
Well, whatever your skill set, whether you're a beginner or intermediate or maybe a bit more advanced, a camp like this is really, really fun to be at.
No question. I mean, you know, I mentioned skiing before. Whenever I go skiing, I always take a lesson before I spend the weekend skiing, because part of getting better is not just practicing, but knowing what you're trying to practice, what you're trying to do. And so these kids are learning how to do it the right way. And even if they don't fully have it, that's what they'll practice at home, and that's when they'll get it.
If anybody is listening to this, Mayor, or hearing this podcast, and they want more information about other recreational programs, where do they go to?
Our website. You can look at the Recreation Parks section of our website. It lists all our programs. We send to every resident in the city a rec book. It's a seasonally issued book that shows all of our programs, and we have tons of them. But you can also see the electronic version online.
Mayor Tom Roach, thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day, all right?
Okay, my pleasure. Thanks for publicizing this, and I hope you're enjoying this beautiful school. It is kind of hidden from the street, but it's just amazing. They don't build them like this anymore, let's put it that way.
We're certainly enjoying it as much as the kids are. I can certainly say that. Thank you so much for joining us. Mayor Tom Roach of White Plains joining us. I'm Jim Cleveland. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.